USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in to see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some credit advice now during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
Hogan speaking there on Fox Business for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
And T-Mobile and Sprint complete their merger, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. have merged. T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name TMUS.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.